listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. I always enjoy talking with Brian Cochran. He's an amazing guy, president of John Moore Associates, providing educational information to us about the investment markets, being a good steward of your finances, and going over some things that ought to really concern people about their taxes. But right now, Steve Ryman, our engineer, is going to join me in studio, and we're going to be talking about something a lot more fun happening here in just a few hours, and that's Freedom Celebration at Calvary Church, 4001 Osuna. Steve, how do people get here?
Well, if you can find your way to I-25 in Osuna, or actually it could be the San Mateo exit. If you exit San Mateo, you want to take Osuna west of I-25. If you're coming north on San Mateo, it turns underneath I-25, becomes Osuna. A lot of folks are familiar with the Osuna-Jefferson intersection. There's a Whataburger there. And just west of the Whataburger, a large parking lot. By the time you're there, there's going to be a lot of cars. you'll probably see the police out there directing traffic. But what you'll do is you'll end up... You'll end up parking in that large parking lot, and from that parking lot, when you get out of your vehicle, you look west, you'll see like 14 super tall, thin cypress trees. Those are at the top of the stairs to the outdoor amphitheater. If you head that direction, pretty much after that, the flow is going to take you right down into the amphitheater, and of course, the green belt. And you can't miss the stage. The stage is going to be set up.
Stage is right at the south end of the green belt.
Yeah.
And you'll hear music. It'll be playing. It's going to be just happening here in just a couple hours. Doors are going to open at 4.
Yep.
All kinds of things for kids. The kids' zone activities. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have pizza. We're going to have a couple catering companies. We're going to have barbecue. How about this? Lemonade. And that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some desserts, which I'm sure a few parents may not be too happy with the sugar content, but hey, it's going to be fun.
You know, I just thought about, we're telling people how to get here. Before you leave the house, one of the things you're going to probably want to do, there will be some seating, like chairs for the elderly or those who really need it. But what you're going to need to do, if you want a chair, bring one of your camping chairs with you. That's really the easiest thing.
Yeah, throw a couple folding chairs in your vehicle.
Yeah.
And you can bring snacks and those kinds of things. But if you have a backpack or anything, it will be subject to being searched just for safety reasons. I hope nobody will be offended by that. But we want everybody to be super safe. But we want to encourage you to be out here as early as you can. Starts at gates open at 4. And the whole show will start about 6 o'clock.
It's going to be a lot of family fun. The team at Calvary Church, this isn't their first rodeo. The amount of fun the kids are going to have at the kids zone, there'll be inflatables out there, and all kinds of things for the kids to be doing. And the kids are going to want to know when the fireworks are going to happen.
Parents, you probably want to throw a few beach towels in your car.
Yeah, a blanket. another thing, going back to before you come out here this afternoon, did you invite someone? It's something that, I heard Nate Heitzig say a long time ago, invite everyone, bring someone. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is it's a time of celebration. We're going to be talking about our freedom, as a nation, celebrating the 4th of July on the 2nd of July, and also our freedom in Christ. Now, Jim, I'm going to bushwhack you with this, okay? I've got a little bit of questions for you, okay? Independence Day questions.
Oh, man, I'll fail this test.
All right. Well, I'll just throw some in here, okay? Jim, where was the first celebration of Independence Day held?
I would say Philadelphia.
You are correct. Nice job. All right, I'll give you one more real quick. Ready? Every Independence Day, how many times does the Liberty Bell ring?
Wow, I don't know, but that's kind of how I guessed the other answer, because I was fortunate to see the Liberty Bell and the crack in it, and that just brought that right to mind.
First, yeah.
First front of mind kind of recognition there. But how many?
No, you got to guess.
Let's say every hour for 12 hours.
You're very close. How many colonies?
13. There you go. There you go.
13. So there you go. I'll have some more of that for you as maybe as we go through the afternoon. And you know, and we'll talk about, you know, I'm happy to talk about our freedom as a nation. I think we should remember where we came from. I'm going to leave talk about freedom in Christ, which I love to talk about, but you know who talks about it?
He's pretty good at it. Yeah. That would be Pastor Skip. Yes, sir.
He's going to do that later tonight. So we'll leave that to him on the stage. Yeah, a lot of fun things happening. I know it's early afternoon now, but 4 o'clock, the doors are going to open. And listen, people are going to start showing up in the parking lot, you know, long before that. And even parking down some of the streets. We do ask that, you know, if there's businesses trying to do what they do, be considerate of that. Don't block driveways, and do our best to represent Christ to our neighbors around Calvary Church.
And, of course, we're going to have our safety team out in force. We have Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department that's out helping. We want to make everybody to be super safe. Be sure, if you're going to come with some people, and Steve already asked, hey, invite everybody. Bring somebody. Everybody you bring, grab them, put them in your car. That'll just open up another space for another person and another team. If we could have 3 to 4 people in every car, that would be extra special.
Yeah. Now, Jim, when you think back to celebrating with the kids, what's your best memories?
I will tell you, I've got special memories of the Freedom Celebration at Isotopes Park.
Yeah.
Multiple times. And it's always the music that really touches my heart. I'll tell a little story a little bit later about a rap artist, Gavi, who I was
surprised. Kinda,
well, I have younger children, and I was telling my now 21-year-old daughter this a few years ago that I wasn't especially fond of rap.
All right, enough said. Save it.
I'll save it. You got it. And Steve, we need to take a quick break and come back, and we're going to come back and talk about the amazing musicians, the amazing worship that you're going to have, and it will be not only a fun time to listen, but a fun time to sing along and worship the Lord. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We're talking about Freedom Celebration tonight. Doors open, gates open at 4 o'clock. You can bring your kids. Everybody is welcome. Love to have you, and we'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
I'm Pastor Scott Tom, host of the Bible Answer Program, No Other Doctrine. We have a college to train you for ministry. You can train at ccfcollege.com, but every 2 years, I personally train up 50 men. It is low cost and only one night a week. It starts in August. Men, get more info at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org or call 990-7588.
Albuquerque Christian Children's Home is taking applications for a bookkeeper. ACCH is a 501c3 ministry. Applicants must be a person of faith, have experience in the principles of accounting and bookkeeping, and be proficient in QuickBooks and Microsoft Office. If you are interested in joining our ministry to care for children in need, please send a letter of interest and a resume addressed to Everett White, ewhite at acch4kids.org or call 898-5520.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things related to life and relationship with God. Life does not always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KLYT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. KLYT presents the Bible School of the Air with a new time. Each Saturday, starting at 12, KLYT will present Through the Bible verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith, Skip Heitzig, and Chuck Missler, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We will continue rotating through the Old and New Testament. Drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KLYT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Saturdays at 12 on 88.3 FM.
The impact of influence. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. In his book, Game Plan for Life, three-time Super Bowl and NASCAR champion coach Joe Gibbs says, "I've come to realize that despite everything nice that's come with my career, the most important thing Pat and I are going to leave on this earth is the influence, good or bad, we've had on others." Coach Gibbs has a few points we should all consider. One, we have influence, the ability to direct and inform others. Two, influence will be positive or negative. It's never neutral. And three, what we do with our influence is our legacy. It's what remains long after we're gone. As a husband, father, and pastor, I try to influence others to discover Christ and His plan for their lives. In Matthew 5:13, Jesus states, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?"
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio at visionforlife.org.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We're back on ABQ Connect. I hope you've had a spectacular week. And I want you to know the topping, the icing on the cake is tonight, Freedom Celebration, Calvary Church, 4 o'clock, doors open. You're going to hear great music, a lot of fun for the kids. There's going to be a kids zone. There's going to be food. There's going to be just amazing worship, and it's a family event. I think it's something that'll really, really at least end your week the way you'd like it to end. You can go to freedomabq.org to find out all of the details. But I want to remind you that if you you can bring in, you know, some water, of course, non-alcoholic beverages, please. We will have plenty of things here, food trucks and things for you to purchase food and those type of things. You can bring in snacks. Backpacks and things will be subject to inspection. Just letting you know that. It's not a big, you know, it's not a big thing. It's just something that I think all of us now are used to. If you have a large purse or a backpack or something, we may ask to take a look at it just for the safety of everybody out there. So we hope everybody will just receive that with what it's intended to do, and that's protect all of us. Steve, 4001 Osuna Road, Calvary Church, Albuquerque. Been here for quite some time.
Yeah, late 80s, we moved from the previous location over at Snow Heights off Eubank. So Calvary Church has been here a long time. Google Maps, we were trying to tell people how to get here. Most everyone knows how to, you know, use Google now. So just Google Maps, Calvary Church, Albuquerque, and you'll find the 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. And I want to mention the website again. We're going to be talking about the event, but really the best information is available at freedomabq.org. Okay, Jim, before we press on, I got some more questions, some more Freedom Celebration questions for you. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The 4th of July commemorates which document?
The Declaration of Independence.
That's right. It's funny because I'm looking at a website here, and the pictures of the Constitution is kind of funny. Okay. Which president was born on the 4th of July?
I have not even a clue.
Well, you can guess.
How about Andrew Jackson?
No, not Andrew Jackson. It was Calvin Coolidge. Hmm. Actually, there were two presidents, you know, they were former presidents, that died on the 4th of July.
That kind of be kind of a cool day to say sayonara.
Yeah. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on the 4th of July of the same year. Okay, so there's just some facts. You know, the other thing I was going to say about the 4th of July, a lot of folks putting out flags.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not going to go through all of this because there's a lot.
Yes.
Displaying the American flag on a vehicle, displaying the American flag along other flags, hoisting and lowering the flag. Did you know you're supposed to get the flag up as quickly as you can, but you lower it ceremoniously?
Ryman, you're talking to a guy that was a Boy Scout, man. And of course, you've had...
I got kicked out of the Cub Scouts. So.
Well, Colonel Quick even comes in with the Mexico Folds of Honor and talks to us about how their organization honors veterans and their families. And he talked to us about the 13 folds of the flag and how you unfold it and put it up on a pole. That's pretty neat.
Well, and I'm going to tell you where I found it. It's the Old Farmer's Almanac that posts this. Probably other places. But, come on. The Old Farmer's Almanac, who doesn't want to go to that site?
Well, and I hope people that are listening feel as thankful as I do and all of us do, Steve, to live in this great country and to be blessed the way we've been blessed. And we not only need to thank God for protecting our country, but to be thankful and to remember all the things that our flag does represent and to honor it.
Amen.
I'm confused, to be honest, by some of the things that I hear around the world going on, especially with Americans that seem to have disrespect for that, because wherever there are people, Steve, there are sin. And, we don't, I think we've had a couple of our very well-known black pastors that teach on KLYT talk to us about the fact that they believe we have a sin problem, not a skin problem. So I hope people will respect America and appreciate America and think about and be thankful for all that we have here in this great country. And yes, let's improve it. Let's get better every single day. And that's all part of the celebration. One of the things that I think is most impressive to me, Steve, and touches my heart maybe more than anything, And I don't want Skip to be mad at me because I always love his messages, but the music really gets me excited, Steve.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, believe it or not, we've got a limited amount of time before the top of the hour, so we want to encourage everyone to come out. We already mentioned the doors open at 4 for Freedom Celebration at Calvary Church. 6 o'clock, Jim, let's talk about what's happening on the stage. And Tadashi's going to be taking the stage. Now, you don't have any problem now anymore with the... an urban or rap or
well, and I never really had a problem. I just told my younger children
it's actually hip hop.
Yeah, hip hop and rap. I didn't have any objection to it. I just wasn't into it personally. So I remember Gavi coming on the stage at Isotopes Park a couple years ago, and I had walked around the back walkway at Isotopes Park just so I could see the reaction of the crowd. And as I had this, not an entirely positive anticipation of what was going to happen. And then I watched God get to work through this young man, Gavi. All the kids stood up, and then all their parents stood up, and he had everybody worshiping the Lord, and his lyrics were so impactful. And Tadashi is going to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, and actually, Tadashi won't be alone. Then next coming and taking the stage, I'm not sure of the order, actually, but Andrew Rip will be on stage. You're familiar with his song, Jericho. As a matter of fact, Jim, right now, let's go ahead and head into that single. Folks are, maybe, if they're not familiar, here's a little taste.
Ooh, I've been stacking up the years I spent trading punches with the enemy. Ooh, I built myself a double thick stone tower that's higher than the eye can see. Trapped in my flesh and bone. Crying out to you, Lord, I'm desperate. Love, come rattle this cage and set me free. All of my fears like Jericho walls gotta come down, come down. All of my fears like Jericho walls gotta come down, come down. Oh, my prison turns to ruin. Through the pride and the blade, cutting straight to the heart of me. Ooh, long before I ever called your name, you were fighting for my victory. Carved in your flesh and bone, the wounds that have set my soul is forgiven. Oh, now I can feel the darkness trembling. All of my fears like Jericho walls gotta come down, come down. All of
That's Andrew Rip with Jericho. And now we're going to go right into a song called Breakthrough Miracle Power with Passion.
The odds stacked against me. I'm surrounded on all sides. But I've heard you can part the waters. So in your name, come and turn the tides. I'm staring at this mountain. No chance I'm getting through. But I've heard they can melt before you. So in your name, I'm asking it to move. Let that as long as you're in it, the story's not finished. I know you've overcome, so I know I'll overcome. As long as you're in it, the story's not finished. I know you've overcome, so I know I'm gonna overcome with you. As long as you're in it, story's not finished. I know you've overcome. I know I'm gonna overcome, yeah. As long as you're in it, well, the story's not finished. I know you've overcome, so I know I'll overcome. Oh, let that breakthrough miracle power pour out. I need a breakthrough.
cross stands before me. It is finished, it is done. Yeah, I heard you told death it was over. So in your name, I'll claim this fight is won.
KLYT 88.3 FM, I'm Steve Ryman, sitting in with your ABQ Connect host today, Jim Williams. I just heard, Passion, Breakthrough Miracle Power, featuring Christian Stanfill. Now, the Passion Group over the years, it's kind of like a conglomeration of just great worship leaders. In the past, it's been Charlie Hall or Chris Tomlin or David Crowder, Christy Knuckles, Christian Stanfill. So we're just going to hear some great worship music from Passion Worship. Of course, headed up, they're connected with Louis Giglio's church, who, by the way, Louis, I think it was yesterday, just turned 63 years old. So happy birthday to Louis Giglio. And then another artist who's a friend of this ministry, has been here several times, and actually, I might be wrong about this. I want to say his dad was a Calvary pastor, and his brother Evan is a singer as well.
He is. His brother Evan is actually a pastor in San Diego. He has a neat little church, and their father has been the worship pastor at Maranatha
in San Diego
for many years.
All right. Well, we're talking about Phil Wickham, and Phil's got some great music, including this one. It's called Battle for Love.
When all I see is the battle, you see my victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see a mountain. And as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. So when I fight, I'll fight on my knees, with my head lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. And if you are for me, who can be against me? Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed that music. There's a lot more to come tonight. We're going to have live music one more time with Passion, Tadashi, Andrew Rip, and Phil Wickham. A lot more to come. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Bible says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If we lose touch with the principles that built America, well, let's not allow that to happen. Come and celebrate freedom at Calvary, Friday night, July 2nd. Excellent music with Andrew Rip, Phil Wickham, and Passion Worship. This is more than a Christian concert. Hey, it's 2021, and we are way beyond needing just a one-night festival. This is a statement of freedom in Christ with a message by Skip Heitzig.
We have a great document in the United States of America called the Declaration of Independence. And in that document, we are guaranteed life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Freedom Celebration 2021 with Phil Wickham and Passion Worship. Friday night, July 2nd on the Calvary campus. Kids Zone opens at 4. Food trucks and a full fireworks display. It all begins at 6 p.m. FreedomABQ.org.
What do you do when you haven't got a prayer? Listen to this hotspot to find out.
Prayerlessness impoverishes us. I lose out on an opportunity to partner with God in the work He wants to do.
Skip Heitzig continues with this about the sin of prayerlessness.
Jesus said, you know this, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall, tell me, find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you.
Lock into a motherload of messages by Skip at connectwithskip.com.
Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. What do you mean it robs others? Well, it robs people of the blessings God wants to give them, and that is the epitome of selfishness.
Finally, a strong call to action locks out this hotspot.
Prayer is action. It's the first action because we're engaging God in the process. You can always do more than pray after you've prayed, but you can never do more than pray until you pray.
Hotspot! Man, have I been waiting for this. Good breeze, warm sand, and my favorite book. I'm not going anywhere. Wait, no! You gotta be kidding me! No! No!
Some storms you just can't prepare for. And more often than not, it's the storms we don't see coming that end up being the most difficult. Billy Graham says that even in the middle of our darkest moments, there is still hope.
My hope is not centered in this world or in what man is going to do or not going to do. My hope is centered in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, who the Bible says is going to come back someday and straighten the whole mess out. That's our hope in Christ.
You can experience the hope that's found only in Jesus Christ by beginning a relationship with Him. Go to findpeacewithgod.net. It's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We're back on 88.3 KLYT with ABQ Connect. Steve Ryman, our engineer, talking with us today about everything going on with Freedom Celebration. Again, the doors open at 4 o'clock, just a couple hours from now. The show will start at 6. There's going to be food trucks, kids zone activities. It's going to be a blast. You will have one of the best times of your life and remember it as I do. I can remember every Freedom Celebration I've gone to at Isotopes Park. I think it's going to be even more intimate, Steve, here on the campus of Calvary Church. A lot of people, so make sure you get here early and put as many people in your car as you can because parking is going to be limited. So try to get here as early as you can.
That's right. We're celebrating, of course, our nation's freedom, our independence. And, Jim, just real quick now, I know we got to move on and wrap this up, but I got to ask you, okay? You'll know this one. We're obviously celebrating the document, the Declaration of Independence. And who had the largest signature on that document?
Oh, you mean in terms of size?
Yeah.
Oh, I just have to guess it was Jefferson.
It's actually John Hancock.
There you go. That seems logical, doesn't it?
So put your John Hancock.
Put your John Hancock. Well, right. I fell for that one. I should have gotten that one right off the bat. Steve, you mentioned earlier the freedom of our country, and you also mentioned that freedom in Christ is something that we all need and should focus on and should count our blessings for. And who better than Skip Heitzik to give a message this afternoon?
Yeah, Skip's done that, well, for years. You know, we're 30-plus years at Calvary Church. And, you know, even before we were doing Freedom Celebration, of course, every time we got to the 4th of July, Skip, you know, he made this teaching clear. But what I'm so happy about is the opportunity, year after year, decade after decade, to have the opportunity to invite everyone and bring someone to hear the truth about Jesus Christ, the gospel about Jesus Christ, and salvation through him. I'm going to stop there because I'm just looking forward to hearing from Skip tonight from the stage. And of course, after we hear from Skip,
we're going to see some explosions in the air. It's fireworks time and very special to all of us to get out here and to the symbolism of fireworks, the excitement of the fireworks. And you want to see your little one's eyes light up? Wait till they see the fireworks
tonight. Ooh-ah-oh, we call it.
So again, the event is totally free. Freedom Celebration is free. The doors open at 4 o'clock. We'll get started with the show about 6. You'll hear amazing worship, amazing entertainment with Christian artists, and then you'll hear a special message by Skip Heitzik to be capped off by a great fireworks show. We hope you'll visit us tonight.
And actually, Jim and I did our best to give you a preview of what to expect. Go to freedomabq.org for the details. We were going to have someone, you know, that's actually, you know, putting this whole thing together, come in and do this show with us. They are so busy preparing a great evening for you. Really, it's truth. So Jim and I did our best. We hope we did enough to encourage you to attend the event. No cost to you, and it could mean the world to someone else. So make sure to think about who you're going to bring.
Amen. Steve, thanks for joining me on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.